From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill are delaying the release of a final health care restructuring bill by at least a day. They say they want to ensure that their bill reduces the federal deficit over the next decade. The postponed legislation is the so-called Fix Bill, revisions to the Senate-passed health measure. President Obama says that he's confident his health care bill will pass because he says it's the right thing to do. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
In an interview with Brett Baer of Fox News on Wednesday, President Obama dismissed criticisms of the process by which the House plans to vote on the bill.
Whatever they end up voting on, and I hope it's going to be sometime this week, that it is going to be a vote for or against my health care proposal. And that's what matters. And that's what ultimately people are going to judge this on.
The House leadership has promised to post the bill on the internet for 72 hours before voting begins. And since they don't expect the final version of the legislation or the cost estimates from the Congressional Budget Office until Thursday, that means the House won't be able to start voting until Sunday. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
A Pakistani court has indicted five Americans from Northern Virginia on charges of conspiring to commit terror attacks in Pakistan and wage war against its allies. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the young men deny the charges.
The hearing was closed, but the attorney for the accused Americans said his clients face five counts, most of them related to an alleged conspiracy to engage in acts of terror. Investigators say the group entered Pakistan late last year with plans to commit what the indictment said were, among other crimes, acts of depredation and terrorism against Afghanistan and the United States. Authorities allege that cell phone records and laptops seized from the young men show that they had been in contact with banned extremist groups, including a member of Al-Qaeda. The defense attorney suggested the evidence may have been doctored. Investigators said neither tainted evidence nor torture was used to procure an indictment. The closely watched case has raised the specter of Americans traveling to Pakistan to join the militancy here and across the border in Afghanistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The woman who calls herself Jihad Jane is due to appear at a hearing in Philadelphia today. Colleen LaRose has been in prison since she was arrested last fall for allegedly conspiring with Islamist terrorists to kill a Swedish artist who offended some Muslims. David Coleman Headley is expected to plead guilty today to federal charges that he helped carry out the deadly terrorist attacks in Mumbai in 2008. 166 people were killed in those attacks. Headley and his lawyers have been negotiating for a plea deal to spare him from the death penalty. Headley's also accused of planning an attack on a Danish newspaper that published cartoons of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. This is NPR News. Blockbuster is warning it's going bust. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports from Dallas. The video rental giant says it's close to filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
More than $700 million of debt, plus cutthroat competition from online movie renter Netflix and video vending machine business Redbox, have been crushing Blockbuster. As a result, the company says its future as a going concern is in doubt. For years, Blockbuster tried catching up to Netflix but kept losing money. Then it struggled to catch up with Redbox kiosks, which dispense low-priced popular movies. Analyst Michael Pachter with Wedbush Securities doubts Blockbuster can hang on.
I think the future of Blockbuster is they're gone. I mean, I really think that the public will not support a 5,000-square-foot store with four employees.
Blockbuster opened its first store in Dallas 25 years ago and grew rapidly. But recently, it closed 1,300 stores hoping to survive. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
Managers at a Walmart in New Jersey's Washington Township are apologizing for an announcement over the store's public address system Sunday night. Shopper Sheila Ellington heard it.
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people, leave the store now. After the announcement, it was like a hush because people really couldn't believe what they had heard.
Ellington says she will boycott Walmart until the company ensures such an incident doesn't happen again. It's still not clear who made the announcement. Walmart officials based in Arkansas are calling it unacceptable. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.